You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Pirates off to their best start since 1992. 14-7 in their first 21 games. And documenting this nice start for the Pirates has been our pal Kevin Gorman from the Trib. What's up, Kevin? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh.
Absolutely. How fun has this been as a Pirates beat writer? I mean, you don't really know what you're going to get, but I'm guessing as someone who has to be around the team on a day-in and day-out basis just to see this start and kind of the energy building. What's kind of been your takeaways? What's been your impression of just the way that they've played through the first 21 games?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to take into consideration the caliber of opponents and to temper the excitement just a slight bit is that, you know, they're not beating, you know, the best teams in baseball to do this, but they're doing what good teams do, which is beating the teams you're supposed to beating the teams with worse records than you have. And the way the Pirates are doing it is an exciting fashion. I think that's what's enjoyable to see is that, you know, that the fans are getting into the games, that this is a team that right now we're seeing a team that's building early leads, but we've also seen them come back and have some exciting late victories. If, you know, Ji-Hwan Bae had the walk-off home run, Andrew McCutchen had a game-winning homer in the 10th inning on Jackie Robinson Day. We're seeing all different types of performances, and it's not just one guy. I mean, Brian Reynolds had a standout first week where he was the Major League Player of the Week. We saw some great performances from O'Neill Cruz early. And what's impressed me is how they've bounced back from that. That could have been a devastating moment in this season is losing O'Neill Cruz for 4 months and knowing that, you know, a guy who was one of their catalysts in their lineup, both offensively and defensively this season, is not going to be there. Instead, the Pirates have kind of used it as a rallying point. And I think that shows a lot of the growth that this team has made from going from back-to-back 100 loss seasons to right now being within striking distance of first place in the NL Central.
Kevin, you know, I think baseball maybe more than other sports, and you've obviously been in locker rooms of a variety of sports throughout your time in journalism, but baseball to me, it feels like camaraderie in your locker room or in your clubhouse is maybe more important than any other sport. What has that been like this year to observe just sort of what this team has been like since spring training? And I don't know, does this team maybe seem a little bit more personable or have a little bit more character to it than maybe the last couple of years under Derek Shelton? Because that's at least what it feels like when you watch them play. But what's it like in the clubhouse? Does it feel that way to you?
I don't know if personable is the word I would use, Josh. I'm not saying it's not a good word. This is a team that seems to be enjoying every moment. And so, it's a lot better to do that when you're winning, you know, than when you're losing and having to go out there and grind. Because, you know, the thing about it is that the victory celebrations are short-lived. They typically have to turn around and play the very next day. And so, you know, Andrew McCutchen, who I'm writing about for Sunday, has been a catalyst in that regard. And it's been interesting to hear what players say about him and how open he's been, how accessible he's been. But the word that keeps coming back to me from almost every part of the clubhouse is – the swagger that he has brought just from the moment he walked in the door. Here's a guy who was a five-time All-Star and the 2013 National League MVP, and he carries himself in such a manner that there's a presence about him, and there's kind of a, you know, these guys have gravitated toward that. And it's not just, okay, hey, we've got a superstar in the building. It's that they've got a guy who's been through, you know, the ups and downs, who's had a 100-loss season on his resume and has had a 98-win season on his resume. He's played in meaningful playoff games, and he's done so with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I think that's a message that he's emphasized to his teammates is, hey, it can be done here. You know, I've done it. I'm living proof. And there's a overwhelming sense of confidence that comes from McCutchen. But not just that, there's an energy that this team is enjoying baseball. They're enjoying each other's company. You know, little things, and you know, sometimes they're kind of corny things, but little things, you know, you think back to when McCutchen was here the first time around and they had the Zoltan celebration. Well, now they have the swords. You know, they're unsheathing the swords after big hits, and then they have the sword celebration in the dugout after home runs. Now they've introduced the, you know, this Pikachu pitcher of the game type of thing that they're awarding to each other. And when you see guys having fun like that, and then you find out that the 36-year-old guy is the one who's at the center of all of this. You know, one of the players said to me, you know, when you see a guy, you know, the strobe lights come on, the disco ball is out, the music is blasting, and Andrew McCutchen's the one who's dancing in the center of the room, they're saying, here's a guy who's won a lot of games in the majors, and he's showing us, hey, you can continue to enjoy this. You know, you can be professional in every at-bat in the way you go about your routine. You can be professional in the way you conduct yourself in the clubhouse with your teammates, being a great leader and being a mentor. But you can also go out there and have a lot of fun. And I think that has loosened this team up. And so that's why I say the personable part of it, you know, it's more that these guys are smiling. They're having fun. They're enjoying baseball. And that's something we haven't seen in Pittsburgh in some years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and to me, Kevin, that's obviously very much rubbing off on some of the depth pieces of this team, and not necessarily young guys per se, but some young guys and some just newer newer players to the organization, guys like Connor Joe and Jason DeLay, Rodolfo Castro, Mark Mathias, I mean, who's come up and hit 286. I mean, those four guys I just mentioned are actually, they have better batting averages than Reynolds, McCutchen, Santana, O'Neill Cruz. I mean, those guys have really delivered for them in a depth standpoint. And to me, at the same time, I mean, how much credit does Derek Shelton deserve here as well for pressing the right buttons and knowing when to have those guys in, to the way that they formulate their lineups? Because when you talk about Connor Joe hitting 377 and being kind of a huge part of this lineup right now, I don't think anybody saw that coming, but obviously the Pirates have done a good job at finding pieces that fit and finding pieces that work night in and night out here so far.
Interesting that you brought up Connor Joe, Josh, because I talked to him before they went on their last road trip. And, you know, I wanted to talk to him about going back to Colorado, where he was a fan favorite. And he, you know, willingly volunteered this without even me prompting him, was how much he really appreciates Derek Shelton's lineups, even if they come at his expense, because sometimes, you know, they're very much matchup based. And he just said, you know, this guy is pushing all the right buttons, and his lineups have been very deliberate in some ways and maybe not so in other ways. I've got a lot of grumbling on Twitter, you know, feedback from the fans on the lineups and saying, you know, Connor Joe had, you know, I think what he had, three doubles in the home opener. And why isn't he back in the lineup the next day? And it's, well, it's because they're facing a righty, or, you know, or they're facing somebody who has good splits, or so it's very deliberate with that, how they go about these lineups. And it's very deliberate how Shelton has learned, and he admitted this week, how much he learned from last season when he really kind of grinded that team when they got off to an 8-8 start last season. You know, good start, but they kind of grinded the starting players to the point where a bunch of them all got injured at once, and then you get into early May, and they're down five guys in their starting lineup that are all on the injured list. So I think Derek Shelton does deserve credit, because this is a guy who had 100 more losses than he did wins in his first three seasons as a major league manager, and some people wondered how he survived that. And I think it was very much, you know, there's a plan the Pirates have in place. It's been a process. You could call it tanking. I think a lot of people would. But the Pirates were very deliberate in that this was a developmental plan, that they were going to find out what they had in the minors. And they discovered a Jack Sawinski. You know, they discovered that guys like Tuca Pietermarcano can be helpful to the team, and that, you know, that Rodolfo Castro had to kind of go through some growing pains. But here's a guy who I think is one of the unsung heroes. He's hit very, very well and has played, you know, a better shortstop than people expected. I think he's a guy who came up as a third baseman and converted to second, and here he is playing shortstop in a pinch and doing a good job. And so what I think about this Pirates team is, you know, there's always been kind of a savior complex that everybody's looking for somebody to come in and do what McCutchen did and be the catalyst and turn this whole thing around. And I think the Pirates have a depth right now that you could have one guy like a Brian Reynolds be super hot and then go through a struggle, and the team hasn't, you know, kind of followed that path where they're going up and down with their best player, because they have enough depth that somebody else can come through on a given night. And then when, you know, when your best players are playing at their best, all of a sudden I think you're going to see the team even, you know, go to greater heights.
Talking with Kevin Gorman from the Trib. On the other side, the pitching has obviously been outstanding. They just keep stacking quality start after quality start. I mean, I think they're leading baseball right now in quality start percentage at 62%. They were 23% last year. What's been the biggest reason for change there? I mean, I look at a guy like Austin Hedges, Kevin, and what he has been able to do in coming in. And I talked to Jason DeLay the other day, and he really just sang the praises of Hedges and the way that he prepares. I mean, has it been as simple as just bringing in a really smart, good catcher? Has there been just more work in general with the pitching staff that's really brought them to this point where, you know, it just feels like every night they have a chance to give you a very competitive outing?
Yeah, and I think Austin Hedges has been a great addition to the Pirates. And even with, you know, he spent 7 days or so, you know, on the 7-day concussion injured list. So, you know, DeLay and Heinemann filled in during that time admirably as well. I think it's twofold. I think Hedges really has a way with the pitching staff. And you could see the excitement. And they sang the praises of Roberto Perez last year as well. But Hedges, it seems like this is a guy who has kind of that boundless enthusiasm, not only for the catching position, the pitching game itself, but also just being a positive, you know, positive influence in the dugout and in the clubhouse. He's one of those guys whose eyes light up every time you talk to him. That's part of it. The other part of it, I have to give credit to Oscar Marine for, this has been a long long-term development plan as well. But he came into spring training and said, we're going to attack the zone. We're going to throw strikes, and that's the type of team that we're going to be. And that's exuding some confidence in a pitching staff that maybe had not earned that at this point of their careers. You know, I think we're seeing Mitch Keller kind of grow into the pitcher that everybody envisioned him to be when he came up as their top pitching prospect. But, I mean, you look at this staff. I mean, Rich Hill's been a journeyman who's in his 19th season. Vince Velasquez has been knocked out of the starting rotation for three different organizations. You know, JT Brubaker was lost to Tommy John surgeries, which opened the door for Johan Oviedo, who might be right now their most impressive pitcher out of all of them. And Ronzi Contreras has kind of reinvented himself. You know, we're seeing his fastball velocity has dipped, and yet he's going out there and just beating guys with sliders. And so this is a team that has kind of been fearless in terms of, we're going to beat you with what is working, and we're going to be able to, you know, withstand any type of, you know, negative things that happen. And I think, you know, when you look at the quality starts, which by definition is six innings and three earned runs or less, that really has helped the bullpen. And so when we see the bullpen go in there, they're able to do their job because they're basically being asked to pitch the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. And you can throw Stevenson, Holderman, and Bednar out there like they have the past couple nights. And those guys, even if they give up a run or so, the offense has provided a cushion, and those guys know how to come in and close the door.
Kevin, as always, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon, and enjoy this nice little run. Enjoy the game tonight as well. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's Kevin Gorman from the Trib, kind enough to join us here this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.